I'm not going to say the disappointment is too strong right now. But with the guys in this room, you know, we've done it year after year. We've overcame adversity, whether it was injuries or, you know, it was just, wasn't just getting done. And the guys in this room just always stepped up, you know, always found a way to come out and be better, even when, you know, they're not expected to. And that's been the character of guys around this locker room since I've been here. And I feel that it's going to continue. You know, injuries are a part of the NFL, and you have to have guys who can step in and get the job done when called upon. And we've been doing it for years now, and I think we'll continue to do it.
How do you deal with the uncertainty of the offseason? You know, you lose teammates. You don't know. It's a business. You don't know what's going to happen with you or anybody.
Right, right. No doubt about it. It's a tough deal. But, you know, the way I see it is you can't control that. You know, the only thing you can do is control what you can control, and that's getting ready for next year. You know, just going into the off season, working out, doing what you feel you need to work on. And that's the only thing you can do. We know that the business aspect of the league always going to get into the play of the game. And it's just the way it is. You just got to deal with that part when you have to, and, you know, hopefully everything turns out okay.
Jermon, do you feel like the last 6 weeks or so you're kind of getting back to the player that, you know, you wanted to be for a while?
I'm just playing ball, man. You know, got an opportunity to finally get into form, like you said. I've missed some time, missed all the preseason, and battled injuries over the past couple of years. So for me to get back to the point to where I was feeling my best, that's what you get. You know, you get that guy, you get that focus, you get everything that comes with it.
Sam, I guess, said on Twitter that his knee wasn't as bad as maybe it looked. I don't know if you talked to him at all. This is obviously a big offseason for him. As he told you, it wasn't as bad as it might have looked.
I don't talk about other players' injury, man.
You think it should be a priority bringing him back, though?
No doubt about it. Sam's been a big part of this defense, a playmaker for this defense. And, you know, we need him around. You know, he's a younger guy starting to look up to him. He's taking the same path that I have. I'm into the league as an undrafted guy, and he continues to get better, so we definitely need him around.
Coming into the league as undrafted, does that continue to fuel you in the offseason?
No doubt about it. It definitely continues to fuel me, but at this point, you know, I'm getting a little older, so, you know, you have to learn to work smart in the offseason now. You know, you're still going to put in that work, but you got to learn to work smart, and that's what I'll do.
Jermon, you mentioned getting older. Does that make these missed opportunities like yesterday just that much harder to swallow?
Any opportunity that's missed, you know, it's hard to swallow. I mean, we had a lot of instances where we can go back and say, we should have had this, we should have had that, and we just didn't come up with it. But at the same time, you know, those opportunities are going to present themselves again. You know, the Packers has built a team that's made for going to the playoff, that's made going for championship. And we'll be in this situation again, and we just got to make the plays next time around.
Obviously, faces will change. That would give you more in favor of returning the defense or rebuilding?
That's not my job, man. That's not my job, man. My job is to just come and play. And whoever's in here, whether they rebuild it or keep the guys in here, I'll be ready to play.
How high are you, I guess, that you have coming back? What this defense did by the end of the year?
I think we have the players in here to get the job done. I feel we always have. You just got to find guys who understand what we're trying to do and get it done, put the preparation in and get it done.
Jermon, outside the building, some may question the way he goes about things or whatever, but what is it like to play for a guy like that, and what's your comfort level with Dom?
I'm very comfortable with Dom. First of all, he's a great guy. He's the type of coach that no matter how well things go, no matter how bad things go, he's always even keel. He's always in teaching mode. He don't yell at guys. And coaches like that, man, you respect them a lot because they've been around long enough and seen a lot of things and know what players react to and know what they don't react to. And I feel that he get the best out of his players. No problem.
Thank you, Jamal. I know it was a disappointing ending yesterday. You had fond off-season memories of intercepting Kaepernick and running him over at the end of the
game. It was cool in a moment, you know, but it would have been even better if we won the game. You know, it was a momentum shift, but we didn't quite get it done, you know, as a whole. It's just a memory, like you said.
Tribute to this good season that you had? Was the off-season training leading up to it? Or
I always train hard in the
off-season.
Okay.
That wasn't
no. Part of it, though.
Yeah.
I always train hard in the off-season. I think it just health-wise. You know, I felt better than I have in a couple years now. And, you know, once you get to that point, you know, you're able to focus a little better. You know, you're able to go out and just play the game. I've always prepared well. Tried to get other guys, you know, to see things like I see it. And when you got a young defense, that's the challenge that you face. You face young, talented guys coming in, but the game is still a little fast for them because, you know, they don't understand what teams are trying to do to them. They don't fully understand the scheme yet at this point. They don't understand what we can do with the scheme at this point. So there's a lot of things that play into the way people perform, the way a team performs. And I think that's one of them.
Joe said that you're back up to your 2010 form at the end of the last or at the end of this year. I guess, did you feel like you're up to that lofty level?
I feel I was playing well. You know, I felt that we could have also went further, too, you know. So, but I felt I definitely was playing well. I felt I was coming on. You know, felt great. Like I said, I mean, I felt better than I have in a couple years now. And that played a big, big factor into it. You know, when I'm healthy, I mean, I feel that I can compete with anybody out there. Feel that I'm a top DB in this league, no matter, no doubt about, you know, how things went. But, I mean, I'm healthy now. That's all I can say right now. You know, I've played through the injury thing, and you learn to appreciate, you know, being fully healthy. And when you can do that, when you have that type of appreciation, you know, you just go out and play, and I think I just went out and played like I know I can.